This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So how did you start your morning this morning? What was the first thing that you did before your feet even touched the floor? Well, there was a piece of research released earlier on in the week that said that 70% would rather spend less time on our phones, yet at the same time, the majority of us said that the first thing we do before we wake up is look at our phones before our feet even touch the floor while we're still in bed. Well, join with us on the line to talk about this. I have life coach and author of Breakthrough: Practical Steps for Moving from Stuck to Unstoppable, Mark Fennell. Mark, how do you start your mornings?
How do I start my morning? Well, I don't check emails and I don't reach for the phone. So, I mean, basically what I've discovered, and I've spoken with this on Instagram quite a lot, is I realize that having the phone in the morning, I'm not against the phone, but having it first thing in the morning is something I am against, because it primes us for the day, but it also sets a habit in place that can have not a good effect on us. And so when you mentioned about people going, you know, 70%, I don't want to have the phone, should we say, looking up so much and having the room.
Yeah, we kind of know we shouldn't have it, but we're addicted to it. Yeah,
I tell you why we do. So a study was done, Harvard Health did this study with Dr. Hooverman. And they researched, you know, what is it and why is it that we crave things we know we shouldn't? And we crave things that, should we say, in excess of the levels that we should. One of the things on there was like video games. You know, it's okay to play video games, but once it's not excessive. Sugar was another thing that we crave. Nicotine was one thing. Sex was another. Drugs was another. But also on that list was social media. And so the reason we crave it is because there's neurotransmitters in the brain, dopamine hits is what we get from it. So we crave it because we almost have this physical, visceral, on a minuscule level, reaction to it. So we scroll for something that might be, whether it be a video about puppies or whether it be a funny video, whether it be makeup or tutorials or whatever, we're scrolling to get that hit and it's endless. So we keep picking it up, looking for the hit. And sometimes when a phone is not in someone's view, they'll still start looking for it in about 15 minutes because they have this subconscious addiction.
Yeah, so it needs to be kind of like out of sight, out of mind. And is it that it's just kind of like, okay, we know that it's not good to, you know, what are you going to see first thing in the morning if you look at your phone? You're going to see if you've got push notifications, maybe messages you don't want to see, negative news headlines, or seeking, like you say, that dopamine hit going, oh, I wonder how many likes I got on that post yesterday. And your day just kind of starts off with a lot of noise and not even time to just kind of be settled in yourself. So do you just, a lot of people say, okay, I use my phone as my alarm clock. Should we just ditch the phone out of our bedrooms and go back to the traditional alarm clocks then?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I suppose they say yes. I mean, I'm not against phones. I mean, I do a lot on social media, so the phone's a big part of what I do. But at the same time, I will say that when you do it first thing in the morning or last thing at night, you're stimulating your nervous system, so you're going to affect your melatonin levels, which is going to impact how you sleep and the quality of sleep. Now, when your sleep's impacted, cognitive, you know, function is impaired. But also, you start to crave food. Sometimes I've worked with people because I do a weight loss program, and they're craving food in the middle of the night. And when we look at their kind of behaviors, they're looking up their phone till the last thing before they go to sleep. And what that does is the blue light and all that you've heard about before, it stimulates the nervous system into being on. We're not switching off, and therefore we're staying active, and so is our appetite. So the problem with the phone is it's stimulating us on a minor or major level, but at the end of the day, it's still stimulation. And first thing in the morning, it can actually issue a stress response. So what that means is if you go in your emails in the morning, there's a higher chance of you switching your nervous system on very abruptly, and it's not designed to be switched on abruptly, but also then you're bringing in, should we say, stress, and maybe even cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So you're starting your day off on the wrong footing. It's like waking up to a loud bang or a barking dog or something that kind of stresses you on awaking. That's what the phone can actually do, and that's not a good way to start your day if you want to have a successful, happier day. The same is true for going to sleep. The same is true, and that's how it impacts our sleep.
So what new habits could we put in place? Because it makes total sense what you're saying. It's how do you want to start your day, and just all the kind of science behind it is so interesting. I love listening to my Pray As You Go app, or some other people might just like kind of gentle music in the morning. But I think people are searching for, okay, don't have the phone in the morning. What can I do instead to not have that stress response and to have that kind of good start to my day? You know that old phrase our mothers used to say, you got us out of the wrong side of bed to get out of the right side of bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. There's lots we can do. But to sum it up in short is that when it comes to changing a habit, the best way to change a habit is to replace a habit. It's a lot easier than trying to just stop to do something. It's replace it with something else. And so having it, for example, an alarm clock is absolutely key. But obviously, maybe if you are someone who picks up the phone first thing, that you have it set. You can set now settings on smartphones that, you know, certain apps are not activated at a certain time. That's a good start, for example. And maybe having somewhere to go with intention. So when I pick my phone up, my new habit is going to be, I'm going to go on and I'm going to read some of a book or something that's more calming and slowly, gradually awaking you. The same is true with going to sleep. However, the blue light of phones impacts sleep. Now, you can still go on nighttime mode, and research was only done recently that it does help where the screen is now, you know, on a black background as opposed to a white one, but it still impacts sleep and melatonin levels, even when it's on nighttime mode and you're reading it and it's dimmed down, still impacts you. So replace those habits. I would always say if you want to read a book, get a Kindle as opposed to an iPad or a phone. And when it comes to the dopamine hits, it's not the likes of the follows or the comments, although that has impact. It's the we're looking for something that will entertain us and stimulate us. That's where the dopamine comes from. So the endless scrolling becomes endless. And it is a kind of a time vampire as well. It sucks the life out of your time in the morning, and then you're getting up rushed and flustered. So replace the habit. What works for you is far better than trying to just eliminate a habit altogether.
Well, great advice as always, Mark, and you're going to help us start and end our days the right way. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. That is life coach and author Mark Fennell, and his latest book, it's a bestseller, Breakthrough Practical Steps for Moving from Stuck to Unstoppable, is now in, as they say, all good bookstores. And you can check out Mark on Instagram and TikTok, and you can go to his website, markfennell.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.